Now, a male horse would be called a what?
Gelding. Or a stallion.
Okay. Any special word you'd use for a stallion around the ladies?
Stud?
You wouldn't use stud, right?
No, you mean I'm just a little too fast. Stock horse, I guess, maybe.
Okay. Now, I'm a very poor horseman myself. I'm a city boy. And you might say that one day I rode a horse and I did what? I didn't stay on, I what?
Oh, fell off.
All right. And the things on a horse's feet to protect him.
Horseshoe?
And do you ever play a game with these things?
Oh, yeah. Play a horseshoe.
And do you have any other word that you might have used for the game? Horseshoe. Do you ever use quates? Quates for this? Just horseshoe. Okay. Now the part of the feet that you put the horseshoes on, the horse's
hoof.
And the horse has four?
4 feet.
And on these feet are four?
Horseshoe.
Well, I meant the part that the shoe goes on. It's, you said the hoof. So the horse has four?
Hoofs.
Okay. Now the old, big old male sheep is called the what?
Buck.
And the female was called the
ewe.
And they raised the sheep for the
lamb
or for the
bull.
Okay. Now, any ways of distinguishing various types of hogs, say by size or anything like that?
Well, a barrel, and the sows, that's when they have pigs, and
When they're full grown, you might call them what? Any special word? When they're full grown? They're full grown, not piglets, I suppose. Full grown what? Just
hawk.
And the big teeth that the hogs have are?
They're tucks.
And stiff hair that grows on the neck.
Hog. Bristle.
And the things you put food in for the hogs?
Trough.
And say you had two or three of these around. You say, I have three of the same thing.
Troughs. They make feeders too, where they around now.
Okay. Now, if you, what was the noise a calf makes for its mother?
Beller.
And the noise that a cow makes when they take the calf away from it?
Well, that would be really more of a ball or beller.
This gets funnier. The noise that a horse makes when he's hungry?
He's winners.
And